What's up, Lady Ballers?
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props.
And it's game time.
All right, guys. Today's topic, preseason.
Ew.
AKA hell on earth.
I mean, but, like, let's be honest. Soccer Props started during preseason. So some good does come from it, right? It's not all bad.
Yeah, that's true. We were very inspired by our bone bruises and our ice packs. But, guys.
And the tears.
All jokes aside, It's hard, but you're going to survive. Let's change our mindset a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys had a ton of questions about preseason, so you're not the only one that's worried and anxious and wondering things about it. If you've never been, or even if you've been, everyone is going to be a little horrifying for you and a little anxious. Yeah. But you're not alone, because everyone seemed to be in the same boat, and you guys had a lot of the same things that you were wondering.
Right, so let's go right into it. I think the majority of the questions were about fitness. The biggest part of my nerves were the fitness tests. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, it was definitely very high up there.
Right? I remember calling our coach hysterical, Sean, and saying, like, I'm so nervous about the test. And he's like, that's the only thing that you're really good at. But I was still nervous. Like, yeah. It didn't matter. Like, that, like, feeling of when they blow the whistle and, like, you're about to piss your pants, mm-hmm. like some of our teammates did.
Yeah.
I mean, that was terrifying.
And you don't know where you stand in relation to everyone else, too, which is
exactly.
hard.
Like, mm-hmm. Everyone's texting in the group chat, like, how
what have you been doing? What have you been doing? And at the end of the day, I feel like that also just makes you have more anxiety. I feel like such a good piece of advice is to, like, you can practice and stuff with your teammates, but if you put in the work every single day, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You will.
That's now, true. Did you guys have fitness tests for high school and for college? Well, obviously, mm-hmm. guys, we were all in the same college team, so we all had the same fitness tests, which we'll tell you what those were. But did you guys have high school fitness tests, and what were they?
Mm-hmm. I had the 2 mile, 14 minutes.
Same.
And I think, like, 3 people passed it every year. Yeah. And, like, some girls would literally not come even try it once beforehand. It was so aggravating.
The first time I ever threw up was actually in high school for fitness tests.
Really?
We had the 2 mile as well. And I actually puked while rounding the corner
in front
of the entire football team. And I just kept going.
Pretend it didn't happen.
That was honestly probably the first and only time I've ever thrown up. And I don't even think it was, I'm sure the fitness had something to do with it, but I was just so
nervous.
Anxious. Yeah.
Was it like projectile, or was it like baby
it came out, No, it came out hard, but it was like very watery. So we can all be very grateful for that.
Wow, you were hydrated.
Yeah, it was
hard. We'll go on to that later. That's impressive. I had the 100s too. Did you guys have that?
No, only the 2 mile.
Isn't that funny? And that I had the 2 mile too, which, guys, if anyone, as you get more educated about soccer fitness, that's really a very irrelevant test to be testing for soccer.
A lot of the tests are irrelevant.
It's funny that we all had the 2 mile. That's very funny.
Unfortunately, the beep test might make the most sense.
I did the beep test in high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
High school needs to calm down.
Blacked it out. Wait, didn't you do the beep test, like, in middle school gym, too?
No. Not that I remember, but I probably
blacked
that out.
I had gym every year from middle school to up, and then in high school I wasn't so scared about it, yeah.
Well, one of the questions we got was, is it our job to get fit over summer, or is it this what preseason is for? Guys.
I understand where that question comes from, mm-hmm. because you obviously will get more fit during preseason. It's probably going to be like soccer fit that you get. If you don't come in like your body being fit just to exercise,
mm-hmm.
Going to struggle. You're going to be in breakfast club if you don't come in fit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is your job, especially with college, but even high school.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come in fit so that the rest of it is easy, right? Like, you don't want to struggle with the fitness. You want to, like, improve before mm-hmm. you get there. That way you can, like, play, like, at your highest mm-hmm. level, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, you guys need to put in the work before you get to preseason so that your coach doesn't have to run you. Like, I remember one year our team came in so fit that we just had so much fun during preseason because we played and we focused on
exactly.
what we needed to do as a soccer team.
Yeah.
So, guys, like, it's not your coach wants to kill you. That's not it.
Yeah.
It's that if you don't come in fit, you will have to get fit.
Struggle. Yeah.
And another thing, too, we were saying before is that you want to – there's a healthy balance. You don't want to burn out before preseason.
Right.
So it's kind of like – Just be fit enough so that you are comfortable doing your fitness tests and pass them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. So another question was how to start getting in shape for preseason. I mean, I think an easy tip right there is like the preseason packet. If you have a preseason packet, follow it. Make sure that you can do everything on it that it says. And if you don't have one, ask your coach or ask teammates that are older than you, what are some things that I should be working on your own? I remember like reaching out to girls who were a year older and just saying like, what suggestions do you guys have? Because even I didn't know like you're supposed to lift. So I was like, oh crap, I got to go get like, you know, I got to get a trainer and like start learning how to lift. Because before that, I had never like lifted a barbell.
That's
before.
A huge thing that a lot of the girls out there that we train will come and ask, like, should I have lifting in my preseason packet? And if you really think about it, you do not want the first time that you step into a weight room to be when you're at your preseason. So the earlier you can start to learn to lift safely and build the right foundations, the better, because you don't want to be learning these things for the first time when you're at the point when you should be getting better at these things.
I can personally speak to that. I didn't lift at all. I didn't know how to lift.
Yeah.
I stepped in the weight room freshman year. I couldn't lift the barbell by myself. And that was a huge wake-up call. My coach was like, what? You didn't lift once? Like,
and then you're more tired.
Yeah.
Like, that sets you back, just like with running.
Yes.
And, you know,
and
it is fitness. Lifting is part of that.
Yeah, your strength is so important.
Yeah.
It really is. So that was a huge wake-up call for me, and I would, that if it was one thing I wish I could change going back, it's that I prepared also in the weight room, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like our coach and our team, that was like, lifting was a huge part of our college experience. It might be different for each team.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I don't know whether they do it now or not. Like, I didn't do it in high school. Did you guys have that?
Just, like, body weight.
Yeah. But even that,
exercise.
You should be able to
yes.
do it. Right? Like, basic things that, like, some kids don't know.
And for the lifting, too, this is a note. We're not telling you to go into a weight room right now and go try and lift. You should really learn the correct way. But we're just talking about having the familiarity in the weight room before going there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I remember going to see our trainer at the college and went a couple times and, like, trained with him. And that was great because it made me, like,
so
a huge wake-up call because our trainer was terrifying. I remember, like, passing out at Jeff's table, lunch spot in our town after a lifting session. I couldn't even lift my arms up. I was shaking and shaking. And then I went to the bathroom, like, laid on, like, the like, wall. Long story short, it was terrible. So I'm glad I got it over with.
But that's a great piece of advice, though. Don't be afraid to reach out to the coach before you get to the school and see how you can support yourself. That's one thing I didn't do. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great piece of advice.
Yeah, no one's going to be annoyed with you for asking things, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just shows that you care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so we also were asked the question, how to survive fitness being a goalkeeper. Any tips here?
Just a great question. I feel like goalkeepers get the stereotypical judgment that they're not as fit as the rest of the team, and I just don't think of that as true as you start to get more and more elite. Like, for example, our goalkeeper, Kelly, was probably the most fit person on our entire team, and if you look at the national team, those three goalkeepers are beasts, so don't let that be a stereotype that you get worried about. Obviously, being in the goalkeeping position, you're not getting as much practice literally running up and down the field, but that does not mean that your fitness should be impeded by any means.
Yeah, I think the first thing is, if you go to practice and you literally don't get any cardio in, make sure you put in the time.
Yep.
After practice, before practice, even ask your coach, put me through a workout.
Yeah.
Like, after practice, and your coach will be so happy to put you through a workout just so you can be fitter. So
definitely. And, like, our fitness tests were the same for everyone. Just because you were a goalie, it didn't change for you, you know?
Yeah.
So everyone had to, like, prepare the same amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just because you are a goalkeeper and you want to get more fit does not mean you need to go run miles anywhere, and doesn't mean you need an hour of fitness. If you can run 10 sprints at the end of practice with a controlled sort of rest, you're going to get your fitness up in a very efficient amount of time. So obviously we all don't have the extra time to be doing stuff on top of practice all the time, so it's hard to think about it when you're like, oh, do I really want to go on a cardio machine for 35 minutes right now? It doesn't have to be that long. There are ways to increase your fitness without doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what about the beep test? Someone asked us how to do better on the beep test. Guys, the dreaded beep test.
The fitness grab. This is a multi-stage fitness grab pacer test.
I mean,
does that ever
practice
come on your iPad? On
It's still on my computer. Sometimes it's still on iTunes.
I have the CD.
All the different versions. Well, that's what I was going to say. For, like, my tip would be just keep practicing. I remember when you came to Long Island and we practiced. This was, like, back in the day, guys.
Back
like,
in my day.
We didn't even have an iPhone. So remember we had it on, like, full blast in my car on the CD player?
Yeah, I had my BlackBerry.
With all the windows open. I had my NV2, but, like... Like, that, it makes a difference. And I also think, like, yes, I did it on my own, but doing it with other people helps so much.
Yep.
Like, I remember, like, when I played pickup with the guys, we would do it after, and, like, wanting to, like, push myself to, like, keep up with the boys was, like, a great, like, way to, like, get my beep test, like, numbers up.
Absolutely. Yeah, it just, honestly, I think it comes with practice and pushing yourself, like she was saying. Honestly, I think my older sister Elena was 2 years older. She was in preseason at the same time I was.
That's
so
great.
We actually were able to train together.
Yeah.
And she was always faster than me, and it was the best because
yeah.
I was always,
motivation.
Like, trying to catch her. And I think that's smart to partner with someone who's actually fitter than you to improve your fitness.
And make sure, like, you set the lines up the right length.
Yeah, like,
because nothing's worse than you feeling like you're the fastest person in the world, and you get to preseason, and you're like, wait, what?
So you're short?
Is this But I remember I did that. Me and Kathleen, one of our goalies, we did it on the track at Chaminade, and it was, like, not a full lap. So we're doing a mile. We're practicing the mile. We're like,
You're like 5 minutes.
This is a 5 minute mile.
And then, like, a month in, someone, like, sent to us, like, that's not a full lap. So, yeah, just make sure you're doing the right stuff.
Yeah. It actually reminds me of our track at Fairfield. It's actually bigger than a track.
Oh,
and
my
gravel.
And our coach would make us run and get the same times as you would on a regular track.
He would give
us
400 meter times to get.
Yep.
And the track was at least 40 yards longer than
400
meter.
Yep.
Oh,
definitely.
My God. That my worst fitness memories are on that track.
Yep.
My heart rate is going up.
And it was gravel.
Gravel.
So we were, guys, when it rained, mud. You were like in quicksand.
Oh my
God. But anyway, it's fun. Don't worry about it. It's all gonna be all right.
What about, like, mile time? How would you guys, like, recommend tips for people for practicing their mile?
Personally, for me, I never was able to get to a 6 minute mile because I didn't do the correct training. Looking back, I wish I did more interval training. I really think pushing yourself, like, you can run a mile as fast as you can every time, but, like, actually run, jog, walk, jog, sprint, and do that for X amount of time, and chances are you will be able to build your endurance and beat your previous time.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember our freshman year, our mile was 7 minutes, and by the time
we
were
graduated,
it was 6 minutes. That's a whole minute off your mile time.
And
that was
not
insane.
And there was the unspoken rule of you have to beat what you got
last
year. Like, you always had to progress, so God forbid you were under the time, then you had to be under your own time
right?
next time you came back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think everyone's going to have different tests, whether it's the mile, 2 mile. What's the one where
the man you
like, so just ask your trainer, ask your coach, ask other players for tips on how they, you know, like, people that you look up to, if they're, like, great at fitness, ask them what they do, you know?
And I think the resounding theme is to literally practice them and become familiar with them, because no matter what you do, as you get more comfortable with it, you're going to get better, regardless of if your fitness and everything's getting better, which is also going to increase when you practice them. So
definitely. You're going to be anxious, like, and have butterflies, but you don't want to be, like, sweating through the night scared because you didn't think you did enough all summer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One more thing, too. I think it just goes back to goal setting. If you, for example, if you run a mile and write down the time that you get, maybe the next time you try the mile, try and beat that time and continue to do so. I think it's just having quantitative data for yourself is
definitely
so important.
And
that's,
being aware
of
yourself.
That's another thing I didn't do.
Yeah, I think now I feel like in today's age, like, people are doing that more, right? Like, we used to have to bring a paper and pencil out, but now kids have, like, iPhones with all these apps and Apple Watches and all that.
Oh my God, yeah, the support is there, so you have no excuses, guys.
No excuses, guys. You better be better than us.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to diet. We've done enough with fitness, right? I mean, I remember being in preseason and going to the snack room, and there was always a crew in there.
You gotta define the snack room first.
Oh, sorry. The definition of the snack room for our team was a empty dorm room, hot, hot empty dorm room,
filled
with open boxes of cereal, disgusting
of
jars of peanut butter that people were definitely double dipping in. Let's be real. I watched the people triple dip.
It was me.
It was you. It was me. I mean, bananas just rotting.
Mm-hmm.
It was
maple,
a nightmare.
It smelled like maple syrup.
Milk in the fridge, out of the fridge. People were drinking it warm.
It was
Kelly would just drink milk like it was her job.
I remember heading in there around 3 a.m.
Oh my God.
There'd already be a couple others
for a bowl of raisin bread.
For every time that I woke up because I was like overheating in my dorm room, I soothed myself by going to that food room. Literally is what I called it, was the food room.
I'd walk in with my plantar fasciitis socks, strapping my feet back, just waddling down the hall to grab my rice cake.
And then coach would be like, it's been a day, we already have to go grocery shopping.
Oh my gosh, the haul of all the food.
Well,
crazy.
So that's if you're in college and you're in a preseason setting, you're all dorming together or you're all in the same location together. So the odds are there's some sort of food room like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're in high school, you have to
think
about what you're eating before and what you're eating after and stuff like that. So there are a lot of tips we can give on that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were asking about how to stay hydrated because chances are you're in 90 degrees. Yeah, you're already dehydrated if you're thirsty, first of all. Like, you have to always stay on top of it. So we were saying, like, bring a reusable water bottle everywhere you go, especially around campus or at your high school. There are water fountains, so just try and always have your water bottle full.
Yeah, and don't wait till you get to practice to start hydrating. You should be hydrating the whole time. If you're in college, you're going to have, like, hours in between sessions, Netflix and hydrate, right? Like, have your water bottle in your bed. Just drink it while you're resting because you don't want to get there and then have to chug two waters and feel sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And some of you are, well, we get a lot of questions and comments about Gatorade and, like, people that like drinking it, people that don't like drinking it because it makes them feel sick. And something that we found successful for us or to help for us, because obviously you're going to need to replenish your electrolytes and things like that, is to just cut it with water. Water is obviously going to be the best thing for you, but if you like a little flavor to your water, if you like Gatorade, we always, what, half and half of the water, or one third Gatorade, two thirds water, something like that.
We were at Harriet School,
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh my God, sorry, Harriet.
I love that tip, though, because it really cuts down, like, the processed sugar. And I also found coconut water is amazing.
Yes.
Amazing source of electrolytes. It's sugar that is going to give you energy. And another tip is if you find that you're getting dehydrated pretty easily, add sea salt to your water because actually helps keep the water in your body. And it's, like, good for water retention. So that's just an easy thing to do.
Sea salt is a cool nickname,
too. I used
to
literally...
Sea salt. I'm going to name my dog that.
No, I'm naming my dog
that. No, you
sea salt.
No, you name yours Shoelace.
Lemon drop.
Oh,
Shoelace. Whatever.
Anyway.
Sea salt.
We digress.
What were you going to say, Lana? You had another...
Oh, just I remember, like, drinking water and having salt packets.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that gross?
I remember warm chocolate milk.
Or
it's a sign of
IBS symptoms.
Chase the warm salt.
So what about things to eat between sessions? Because that's any age. You're in high school or college. What are you going to eat in between your sessions during the day?
This is
any
also
suggestions,
a good
recommendation?
A good place to drop that. We do have a nutrition snack ideas ebook with tons of good snack ideas and healthy snack options that are cheap and affordable, and also, like, different options in case you're not your typical peanut butter and jelly person, if you want something else other than that.
And how it's going to fuel you and what it's going to do and when you should have it. So check it out. It'll be in the description, the link.
I was just going to say, I really would suggest something that's easily digestible because, say, you have a meal full of fried foods or fat, like, your body, it takes your body a long time to digest it and you get very sluggish and tired. So what you want to probably do is go for, like, quick carbs or something with a little protein in it, and that will hold you over and give you energy. So, for example, like, something I would eat now is maybe, like, a sweet potato, you know, with a side of whatever, like, it could be a scoop of peanut butter or something, or bananas, apples. Like, those are such good snacks, I feel like, that aren't too hard
you can
on
bring
your stomach.
Everywhere
yeah.
And everyone's gonna be different, so learn before you get there what's going to, you know, make you feel good before you play or in between.
Yeah.
And especially if you're after one session and you've played over an hour of soccer, your sugar stores are depleted, odds are. So the window between your next practice, immediately after that practice, would be a good time to replenish them. So that's when you're going to want to get some sort of bread or some sort of carbohydrate that's going to kind of bring you back up to your normal levels before you go off for your
dried fruit.
Dried fruit.
Yeah.
Love a nice trail mix. I remember in our like, we had a buffet, and I remember just they had fries and people were just going crazy with the fries and, like, the sauces and all that stuff. And I was like, how are you gonna play in an hour? You're gonna feel sick. And people were always like literally with, like, jet lag, like, just lagging in the second or third session because they were not eating, like, the right things for them. And some people, like Jasmine, it didn't affect her, but other people it really did. So just know your own body and, like, try and figure that out, like experiment with yourself.
Yeah, and do it before you go into your season.
Right.
Because if you, like, I always use, I mean, I've been doing this recently, but I have been recognizing what foods are hurting my stomach. You know,
right.
I'm going to avoid those before I do any sort of exercise. And then on top of that, like, just recognize what makes you feel so good, because that will be a habitual snack for yourself.
Habitual.
Yeah. Snack for yourself before a game or for a practice.
That's great, yeah. And
yeah.
I know a lot of girls were asking us what are foods to eat to prevent cramps, because a lot of people experience cramps while playing.
Bananas.
Yeah, so potassium, huge here. And a lot of people, I mean, you can go for nanners all day.
Bananas,
baby. I love nanners.
See, I can't eat bananas.
Oh, really?
But
makes me feel sick.
What people don't realize, though, is that, like, kiwis have more potassium than bananas, and they're so good.
And you can eat the skin.
Yeah. Pomegranates.
You eat the skin.
Coconut water.
You can eat the skin.
Mm-hmm. That's like eating hair.
Try
it. I just found that out this year.
Try it.
And it has fiber in it, so
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, and you can eat the skins of lemons. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You can, but I don't want to.
Avocados.
Yeah.
I think I said pomegranates. Spinach. Guys, watermelon. Blend
watermelon.
It in your ninja.
Eat it up.
But blend it in your ninja
yeah.
in your dorm room and drink it
yeah.
as a slushie.
Bring a whole watermelon to high school.
Yeah.
Just slam it against the cement.
Squeeze it between
you
your thighs.
We've done that.
Crack
it with your thighs.
I gotta find that video.
What about recovery? What do you guys think? You're gonna be sore, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing how many hours
a
day?
Oh, like body wise recovery?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, sorry, you can say what you're gonna say.
No, I was gonna say, like, your recovery is so crucial
yeah,
to you feeling good the
yeah.
next day.
And most people
and
are just like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah.
Roll
I did
out,
none
guys.
Of it.
Roll out.
I didn't roll out. I didn't
dun,
stretch.
Dun.
As I, all through college, I could not bend over and touch my toes. That is
insane.
How inflexible I was.
You
and
my mom have that in common.
But
I know
get,
I can touch them now.
Yeah.
Do you get sore, though? Like,
yeah.
You do?
Oh, my God, yeah. Not so much then, I
yeah.
guess. Yeah, I don't know. But I was like way too tight because
yeah.
I didn't take the time to do that
stretch.
After.
Yeah.
And quick note, the best time to stretch and the time of stretching is going to have the most long-lasting effect on you is when your body is warmed up. So the stretching that we do before practice actually doesn't have as much of an impact as the stretching that you do afterwards. So, like Shannon was saying, take that time. Even though the first thing you want to do is just immediately get in your car or jump into your bed or the shower, fight the urge. It's hard, but you got to
yeah.
do it.
What do you,
yeah.
How do you guys feel about ice baths?
Love
them, but
literally
I also hate them.
Love. I took one not in college. I got in the habit of taking one after every single practice.
There was always a line, right?
Yeah.
And like seniors had seniority.
Yep.
Freshmen were waiting
yep.
for
oh,
a good 30-35 minutes. And
oh.
now like schools have huge ice baths. And if you're in high school and you don't have an ice, some do. Just put
I
ice in your bathtub.
Tub.
Yeah.
I just
like,
did it the
can
other
figure
day.
It out. Or like freeze water bottles. Like cut it open, roll it on your
yeah.
legs. Like anything. Like you can literally use an ice. Like a water bottle as a roller, which is like the best.
Yeah, and I think someone had asked us what foam rollers we like to use, and we all got the same Nike foam roller. I think at one of the events that we went to, and it was the perfect amount of resistance. And I think you have to just try them out and
did
see.
Did it vibrate?
One.
I
got
the
vibrating.
Vibrating.
I bought
yeah,
the vibrating
it didn't vibrate
yeah.
after that event.
Honestly, I use a lacrosse ball, and I just feel
yeah.
like it hits those like points that I needed to, you know. So
yeah,
figure out the best way for you to recover. In the best amount of time because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be sore during preseason. And just like
yeah.
going in fit and just like dieting, it's just as important as those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what things feel good for you. Like for me personally, I could foam roll all day long. It doesn't make me feel any better. It doesn't make my muscles feel any better. Like I would be much better off. Like ice baths always help me and then just actually stretching
mm-hmm.
yeah.
compared. So everyone's a little different with how their body's going to react
yeah.
to
yeah.
everything, but find what works for you.
Yeah, find what works for you.
Like thinking like a lot of people don't realize this and I wish I took more care with my nutrition in school, but what you guys eat after you play is so crucial to how fast your body is going to recover. So, like, if you think about it, working out is a stress on your body. So you want to focus on, like, anti-inflammatory foods. So, like, apparently cherries, like, there's been studies where it actually helps with, like, a protective post-workout effect. So throw some cherries in your smoothie or have, yeah, and then anything that's like anti-inflammatory, like omega-3s, salmon, walnuts, like stuff like that. What else? spinach, again,
yeah,
watermelon.
And, like, yeah, and your phone is your friend. Google it. If you're, like, what, you know, like, if you need, like, anti-inflammatories, Google it. It's going to give you a list of things that you can have right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are cramping, figure out what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all about experimenting,
yeah,
really.
You really just have to be your own scientist.
Yeah.
In your laboratory.
Exactly.
The laboratory. yeah, a lot of people were wondering, again, like, things to eat for, like, or things to do for cramps, not eat cramps. Things to help prevent cramping, but it kind of just goes along with what we just said, right?
Yeah.
Like the stretching,
yeah,
the ice bath. I know for me, I have to do a dynamic warm-up before and just static stretching after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, like, how my body, like, you know, feels better.
Yeah.
So
I feel like at the end of the day, you just have to realize how badly do you want to get better.
Yep.
And dedicate the time. Like, make time in your schedule to take 10 minutes to roll out.
Yeah.
You know, take 10
exactly.
minutes to get there earlier and do a dynamic warm-up if if your team isn't already doing it.
Yeah. Definitely.
So many things I wish
we
that
wish you
I
could go
did.
Back in time. So do
yeah.
them now, guys. And, yeah, you're going to, I mean, it's going to be, like, you're going to have, like, a positive mindset and everything. But, like, part of, like, it's team bonding. You're going to laugh at the negatives, too. And that's how we started. We were complaining about things, but we were having fun with it. We weren't letting it control our whole mindset.
Because yeah.
then you're just going to be miserable. So laugh it off. Like, laugh at how sore you are with your teammates. Like,
mm-hmm.
embrace your sophomore props, right? Like,
exactly.
it's going to be a fun time, if depending how fun you make
yeah,
it, right?
I was going to say, I feel like your attitude is a huge determining factor in how you'll perceive your preseason. Because
absolutely.
It's hell for you. It's hell for everyone. I'm sure it's even hell for your coaches. But
yep.
if you at least go into it with attitude, like, you have to be there already.
Yep.
And then just find the good in it and...
Yeah.
Laugh when you can and realize
yeah.
that you are getting better every day, even if it sucks.
Yeah.
And
think about how much you're playing. You're going to get better,
yeah.
right?
And it's honestly, it is fun. You're spending so much time with your teammates in each other's dorm rooms watching hilarious Netflix like
mm-hmm.
series.
Yep.
You're spending a lot of time going
the
to the movies,
room.
Doing fun. Yeah.
yeah.
Food,
I remember
like
all hanging out at the pool. Like in high school, we'd go to someone's pool after.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a great way to get to know each other more, like, you know, like, and there's obviously, you're going to have so much to talk about. You're going through so many experiences together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, guys, preseason sucks, but it's making you better, and it's the reason why you'll be fit enough and the best during your season, so
that's
change
it.
The mindset, man.
All right, guys, well, we hope you enjoyed our preseason pod. If you have any more questions, feel free to message us, email us, anything. Check out our snack ebook. And that's all for now, guys. We'll
yeah.
see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.